Good day, I'm Aunt Jui. James Sawyers with JIS Midday News for Friday, July 13. Coming up, over 600 students to benefit from new hospitality program in high schools. Cabinet approves $1.3 million for automated border control kiosks, and Agriculture Minister lauds Sandals Hotel chain for supporting local farmers. The news in detail after the break.
Like you, we believe in the growth of our country, a Jamaica where we can live, play, and do business. The Special Economic Zone Authority is an agency charged with growing our economy through special economic zones. Our incentives allow businesses to grow and prosper. We're your friendly regulators, working to build Jamaica's business brand. We're process-driven, performance-based, and results-oriented. To find out more, visit us at jseza.com or call 876-619-7392. Growing our economy is everywhere. Everyone's business.
Now the news. 650 high school students across the island are to benefit from a $100 million hospitality and tourism management program to be rolled out in September. The program will see students gaining internationally recognized certification from the American Hotel and Lodging Educational Institute. The Ministry of Education, Youth and Information and the Ministry of Tourism have signed a Memorandum of Understanding MOU, which will see the program being offered in 30 schools. The two-year program will provide participants with broad-based learning on the tasks, knowledge, and skills required to build a career in the hospitality and tourism industry. Tourism Minister Edmund Bartlett says the program will result in a fully trained, highly efficient workforce that can provide the best experience for visitors.
There is nothing that makes a destination more appealing than service levels that are separated and opinionated. And it is in search of this opinionated service level that we seek to build the capacity of our human resources, because tourism is all about people and building people for creative exposure.
Minister Bartlett was speaking at the MOU signing ceremony at Jamaica House on Wednesday. Cabinet has given approval for $1.3 million for the airport improvement fees collected at the island's two major international airports to be used to acquire additional automated border control kiosks. The airports are Norman Manley International in Kingston and Sangster International in Montego Bay, St. James. Information Minister Senator Ruel Reid says the money will be used to upgrade existing kiosks for use by the Passport Immigration and Citizenship Agency, PICA. The kiosk project involves partnership with PICA through the Ministry of National Security to reduce congestion at immigration and customs during peak periods. Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries Minister Oli Shaw is lauding the Sandals Hotel chain for setting up arrangements with farming groups to purchase local produce for use at its properties. He is encouraging more hotels to follow suit, adding that he will be engaging with large hotel chains in order to increase the supply of local produce to the tourism sector and cut down on food imports. Mr. Shaw says he will also be working with the tourism minister to achieve this objective.
I have been told that only 5% of what we produce in Jamaica is sold in the hotels across this country. We have to sit down with them and negotiate with them. And I'm giving you the undertaking. The Minister of Tourism and I are going to work very, very hard on this one.
The Agriculture Minister was speaking at the 123rd Annual General Meeting of the Jamaica Agricultural Society at the Denby Showground in Maypen Clarendon recently. And Minister of Labour and Social Security Shaheeni Robinson is calling on parents not to place limitations on children with disabilities, pointing out that they can accomplish much with education and training. She says parents have a responsibility to seek out and access support for their children, such as that offered by the Labour Ministry through its Stimulation Plus Early Childhood Development Centre, STIMPLUS.
Let us stop putting limitations on our children and be mindful that children are great imitators, and we must ensure that we give them something good to imitate.
Minister Robinson was addressing a transitional ceremony for 48 students from STIMPLUS earlier this month. STIMPLUS caters to children from birth to 6 years with challenges such as cerebral palsy, sensory impairment, autism, Down syndrome, and developmental delay. That was JIS News. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.